out of bounds. Now Guardian checks in for Binder. And number 12, Cody Ross, checks in for Cass City, as well as number 5, Lucas Schenk for Israelson. And Hartwick sit down. So let's try this one more time for Cass City. Out there, Orban, Schenk, Dickinson, Jacob Perry, and one other one out there, number 12, Cody Ross. Guardian on the right wing, back up to Shooty, top of the key. 5.5 to play. It's 30-24, a 6-point lead for the Lakers with the ball.
Cass City in man-to-man, as you'd expect.
Guardian tries to go into the lane, gets it knocked down at the free throw line, wants to go out of bounds, and now it's out of bounds. Last touch by Cass City. Laker ball right at midcourt on the far side of your radio. Nick Post is going to be passing this one in for Lakers. And they try and free up Zwemmer in the post. Kicks it over to the opposite post. Goes in for the layup. This one's no good. Rebound by Zwemmer. This one's off the mark. Still loose ball. Rebound by Meade. For three, Shooty. From the right wing, no good. Rebound Meade one more time. Dribbles out of the paint and resets the offense. Over to Shooty in the right wing. 5 to play in the fourth quarter in Lakers. Green and white with 30. Cass City with 24. Andrew Meade, left wing, top of the key, now to post. And we have a reaching foul. It's going to be against number 11, Jacob Perry for Cass City. His second, Cass City's fifth. Lakers has 4 fouls in the second half. Cass City with 5, a few more to give for both sides before we're shooting free throws. Laker ball underneath their own hoop, left side of the radio.
4:51 to go.
As Guardian passes into Zwemmer, left corner. Over to Meade, left wing. Being guarded by Orban, and now we have a whistle. Looks like it's going to be another hand check against Orban. Aaron Fernald doesn't like it. Orban doesn't like it.
Well, what they
and
don't
now,
like.
And now Fernald's in the ear of the official.
What they don't like is the change of the whistle. It was not called in the first three quarters, and now it is being called.
That's the first against Orban regardless. And now the sixth team foul against Cass City. So the rest of the way out, it will be free throws. One free throw at least for Lakers. Guardian being the point guard right now. Over to Shooty left wing. Trying to feed into Zwemmer. They do. Israelson is sitting on the bench. Going against number 12, Cody Ross. And a charge is called against Zwemmer. That's the second foul against Paul Zwemmer on the offensive. And the fifth team foul for Lakers.
Now, I'm not sure, but, you know, it's possible that Cody Ross has worked on that.
Perhaps, yes. Now a few substitutions. Andrew Meade sits down. Evan Kaczynski's back in. Israelson's back in for Cass City.
That meaning what Bill Laimbeer perfected for the Pistons years ago.
Better known as the flop.
And he got away with it.
Hartwick, now the point guard, kicks it over to Orban on the right wing, drives down to the baseline, picks up his dribble, back out to Hartwick for three from the right wing. This is short, and last touched by a red jersey. A delayed call there. Finally gives the ball back to Lakers. And two more, looks like number 5 and number 12, replaced 4 in Israelson. So Hartwick sits down, and Lucas Schenk and Cody Ross bring in 4 Cass City going offense, defense, substitutions. Zwemmer gets the ball about 80 feet from the hoop. Starts to dribble across the midcourt. Brings it up the whole way. And
well, that's a first.
As Binder goes right into the lane and he gets a little hack before the shot on the floor. So he'll be hitting the line for a bonus free throw. As that's the 7th team foul against Cass City. Goes against number 11, Jacob Perry, his 3rd. With 4:08 left, it's Lakers 30, Cass City 24. We haven't had much scoring at all in this game. As Binder's at the line, shooting one and perhaps a bonus. Shot is up, and this one's short and still loose. And it's rebounded by Binder after about 7 people touch the ball. Shooty resets the offense, takes a 3 from the right wing. This is up, off the mark, rebound Cass City's Orban. 3:55 left, and we have a timeout called by Cass City.
I don't think Coach Majewski wanted that shot. The clock is becoming the enemy.
And it is a 30-second timeout, so we'll be hanging with you here. 3:56 left in the fourth quarter, John. Lakers leading by 6 points. What is Aaron Fernald of Cass City setting up for his team?
What he's trying to do is, well, first of all, protect the ball against the Cassidy pressure. But secondly, is that he needs to take time off the clock. All game, he has been taking about 20 to 25 seconds off the clock and basically shortening the game and maintaining an either a 9 to 6 to 5 point lead. Right now, you got a 6 point lead. So what he'd like to do is go ahead and control the tempo, keep working the ball, go up against that pressure, get some backside cuts. You might get some layups out of it. And play good defense. That's what Coach Majewski is looking for.
3:56 left in the fourth quarter, a six-point game. Jeremy Majewski talking to one official, trying to straighten out some things. As Cassidy's going to get this on the far sideline in the backcourt, Cody Orban's going to be passing this one in to Colin Hartwick. Hartwick brings across the timeline, being guarded by Binder, dribbles to his right over to number 21, Jacob Hacker. One dribble, now over to Perry, and Orban has the top of the key. Dickinson now, excuse me, that was not Hacker. Kicks it back to Orban, trying to go one and one, takes the three from the top of the key, no good, rebound, Shooty. Slows things down, Cassidy retreats, 3.5 to play, it's still Lakers 30, Cassidy 24.
I'm surprised Cassidy's not going after him right now.
Binder on the right wing, back up to Zwemer, top of the key from the high post. For the jump shot, no good. Still loose, the rebound, Shooty. And he's now in the right corner. Feeds it into Zwemer. Going against Israelson, kicks it off to Binder, goes up for the shot, and this one's blocked. They say there was some contact. More than likely going to be against Israelson. It's going to be two shots for Binder regardless. As he missed a free throw already tonight, it's a push against Cassidy. A number 11. Jacob Perry gets the call. That's his fourth foul and the eighth team for Cassidy in the second half. At the line, shooting two, Kyle Binder for Lakers. Shots up. This one's too long. So that's two straight missed free throws for Binder. He has one more coming here. A six-point game, 3:11 left. Lakers with the lead, 30-24. Second free throw is up, and this one bounces three times and goes in. Here comes Cassidy, trailing by 7 points, 3:11, 3:10 left now, as Hartwick brings it up for the Red Hawks. Dribbles to his right, over to Orban. Down to the baseline, goes in for the shot, and he draws the foul. And they say he was shooting while the foul was committed, so two shots coming up for Cody Orban.
So the foul's on Kyle Binder.
Number 24, Lakers, that's his first. And Lakers' sixth team foul. So the rest of the way out, both teams shooting free throws. First one is up and good for Cody Orban. He now has 7 points on the night. Six-point game, 31-25. Cassidy trails by 6 points. They trailed as many as by 10 in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is up, and this one's off the mark. Rebound, Zwemer. Over to Binder, now back to Shooty. 2:55 left in the fourth, being guarded by number 5, Lucas Schenk. Shooty, top of the key, dribbles over to his left wing, 2:45, back up to post, now into the right corner to Binder, trying to feed into Zwemer at the right post. Binder drives right into the middle of the lane, picks up his dribble, has to do something with it.
Nope.
And we have yet again the 3-second call from the same official, same spot, and a turnover. And now into the hands of Cassidy.
That one was a good call.
Yes, it was.
Once he gave up the ball, passed it out of the 3-second lane, that's going to be automatic 3 seconds anyways.
And Binder sits down. Israelson's back in the game, as well as number 5 and number 12, Schenk and Ross for Cassidy sit down. Hartwick over to the right wing, up to Dickinson, over to the left wing, trying to feed it in to Perry. Perry dribbles into the lane, goes up for the little bit of a finger roll. This one's no good, brought in by Shooty, hit the bottom of the rim. 2:15 left in the fourth quarter, 31-25, Lakers still by 6. Evan Kaczynski is fouled by Dickinson. So that's going to send Kaczynski to the line, shooting 1. Fouls against number 22, Curtis Dickinson, his first. And the team's 9th, so the rest of the way out, Lakers will be shooting 2 free throws.
Free throws have become crucial at this point in the game. 2:11 to go, 31-25. You have the Lakers.